Online Podcast 108. Hello, hello everyone. Happy holidays, because we have so many holidays.I'm going to have to use my S from Madge Weinstein's request. I'm going to have to use my S, the plural. And so lots of holidays. You probably are listening to this, and it will be Boxing Day. It's also a whole lot. It's also, the day after Christmas, and it's also Return Gift Day. I'll probably be working on that day. But anyway, today we have also a different celebration that I personally do not know a whole lot about. And since I live here now, it's about 10 years now I live here, and I invited one of my listeners, Maurice. Say hi, Maurice.
Hey, John. How you doing?
Good. Thank you for coming onto my show.
I'm really delighted.
Are you a little bit nervous?
Just a tad bit. I'll get over that.
Sound totally fine.
Now, cool.
I'm the one that need to be nervous because I have all these buttons in front of me that I don't know which one to push. But today, Maurice, okay, one day, let's give a little bit of a history of how Maurice got in touch with me. I was it a Thanksgiving show, Maurice? Do you remember?
I'm not sure which show it was.
Oh, maybe it was a driving to Thanksgiving or something. I think I was on the road and I was asking, I wonder if I have any black listeners.
You did. That was the context.
Yes. Yeah. I was like, I wonder if I have any black listeners. And I think like on the second day, I got an email from Maurice and said, yes, John, you do. I think the reason why I brought up the question whether or not I have a black listener was because I did not know anything about Kwanzaa, and I was just saying, oh, happy Kwanzaa. I don't really know about Kwanzaa. So Maurice is kind enough to email me some information about Kwanzaa and also personally talk to me and all you ladies and gentlemen, 21.1 out there, about Kwanzaa. So let's just dive into it. But first of all, before I get too deep into it, I want to talk to you. I want you to talk to the audience about yourself.
Okay. I feel like I should be Madge Weinstein. No, not, I mean, Wanda Wisdom. I'm a 55-year-old. Never mind.
Madge?
I do blogs and just kind of got tuned into podcasts this year. And your show was one of the first shows I began to listen to.
Thank you.
And East Coast in Washington, D.C. metro area.
Oh.
And just have been here since 86, 87.
Oh, wow.
Where
are you originally from?
North Carolina.
God.
Yeah, real south. Raleigh, North Carolina. Grew up there.
Did you know I'm going to North Carolina this January?
Which part?
I think I'm going to Chapel Hill.
Oh, the southern part of heaven is what they call that.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a nice place.
Cool. I haven't booked my ticket, so by the time you're listening to this program, maybe I would have been talking about it many times before the show. You know, the magic of, what is it called? Time shifting. So,
yeah.
I'm going to burp. Okay, not that that's something new to you or anything. we will talk about Kwanzaa. Tell us a bit about the history of Kwanzaa at the website.
Sure. Kwanzaa was really started in the 60s, 70s, and it really is an effort to try to get a time for black folks to celebrate and observe and recognize their culture.
Mm-hmm.
It's really a 7-day celebration. Each day you celebrate a different principle. It can be as formalistic as you want. There is what we call a kanara, which is really a candle holder, and you have with each candle for each day you light a different candle, and as you light the candle, you observe what their principle for that particular day. I've done it myself, and my history is I've been in a relationship for a long time. It's changed a little bit, but we would invite a lot of friends over and observe Kwanzaa. It kind of centers you. It gets you. Christmas gets commercial sometimes,
Can be
and
very easily.
and it gets you away from that. It really is a celebration of your family, your community, and your culture.
Culture.
And
So
yeah, it's
it's a cultural celebration,
yeah.
not religious celebration.
Not at all. It's not
Okay.
religious. And really, like I said, it was really begun in the 60s. I think I probably have the year wrong, but
I
it
think you're
was
right.
it's
60s. Let me look at the history.
it's relatively recent. Dr. Karenga, who is out in California with the National Association of Kwanzaa Organizations, is really the one who kind of put it all together. And it's become a little bit commercialized of late. But it is a good way to celebrate. And each day, like today, is Umoja. You celebrate Umoja, and that stands for unity. And essentially, all you're doing is striving for and maintaining unity in the family, the community, nation, and the race.
Umoja.
Umoja, which
Do you
means unity.
what is can you actually do you know what all the seven
Sure, sure,
principles?
sure. The second is, and I will butcher the pronunciation.
It's
The
okay.
second is Kuji Kala, and that means self-determination. That's the second day. And what that means is to define ourselves, to name ourselves, and to create for ourselves and speak for ourselves. That is the second day. So that would mean on the second day you're lighting the second candle. Of the seven candles, they are colored black, red, and green, and there's one black candle, three red, and three green. So you're lighting a candle each day. It's, I guess, kind of very similar to another tradition, and some people have said it's just kind of a take on that other tradition from the Jewish tradition.
What is it true or?
I think it probably was. I mean, my kind of looking at it, I think the Kanara is very much like, is it the menorah?
Menorah, yes.
Yeah, I thought, well, okay, I think there are eight candles in the
Correct.
menorah, and in Kwanzaa is seven in the Kanara. But it's not a religious holiday, but I think it certainly took from that tradition.
Sure. Sure, because it started in, was it California? Or
I
at
think
least
so.
a doctor, what, Karenga?
Yeah, that's where he's at now. For some reason, I keep thinking he was in Newark at one point.
Oh, okay. So he's still in California.
Yeah, I think so. I
I
think so.
see.
Yeah.
So what is the third one? What is the
Third
third?
one is Ujima. Ujima, which means collective work and responsibility. And that's really just talking about how you can build and maintain the community and make your neighbors', issues your issues and try to solve them together. It really is focused, like I said, pretty much on community. The fourth one is Ujamaa, which means cooperative economics, and that talks about how to maintain, build our own economic institutions such as stores, shops, and businesses, and to profit from them together. Nia is the, I guess that's the fifth, and that means purpose. And that is to make our collective vocation the building and development of our community and trying to restore our people to traditional greatness. There's a website, and which I'm kind of reading this from, but
What is the website?
the website is pretty easy. Official Kwanzaa website
Dot
.org.
org, official Kwanzaa website.org. And Kwanzaa is spelled
Yeah.
with two A's at the very end.
That's right.
Kwanzaa.
That's
And
right.
I'll put a link also on my show notes if you want to
Cool.
go check it out. And you were saying Nia was the last
Yeah.
one?
Nia is the
The f
last one I talked about, and that means purpose. The next one is Kumba, and
Kuumba.
that's, yeah, Kumba, and that's creativity. And that just means to do as much as we can in the way we can in order to leave the community more beautiful and beneficial than we inherited it. And Imani is, I think that's the seventh and last principle that people celebrate. And that it means faith, to believe in our people and to, you know, act in accordance with that. That's seven, right?
That sounds like something that everyone can celebrate.
It really is.
You know?
It's absolutely.
And now, of course, the seven, I'm on the website, that's why I can read it back to you. Umoja, Kujichagulia.
Right.
Ujima, Ujama, right. Nia, Kumba, and Imani.
Right.
All those seven, what language is that? Is it Swahili?
I think it's Swahili. It's Swahili. A lot of this can be very formalistic, but it is Swahili.
Okay.
It is Swahili.
I see.
And I mean, it goes from the gamut of people having, like, bringing for each day a different gift to represent the symbol of that day.
How fun.
Yeah.
Like what?
When we last celebrated, like I said, we brought friends and family over, and for each day, we made it pretty much I like saying gender loving a little bit better, and we brought in a lot of same gender loving men, and kind of bonded and talked about what we had for each principle and how we recognized it. For me, it has a personal connection because my birthday rolls around January 1st.
Oh.
And so it rolls up to my birthday.
So you're a faithful child. Aren't you a faithful child because January 1st would be Imani?
Right.
Be faith.
That's right.
Very cool. And not only does it, and of course there's this in Swahili what it means, there's also symbol that goes with all these principles.
That's right.
So you can go to the website also and check that out, which is where I am right now. Yeah. The seven principles, also called Nguzo Saba.
Gosh, that's right.
I don't know if I'm butchering it or not.
It sounds like you speak Swahili.
Oh. Now, of course, I'm just pronouncing it phonetically, and I hope that wouldn't be too bad because, you know, one of the many languages that I speak is Malay, and it's all phonetically pronounced. You know, everything is phonetically pronounced. So,
yeah, I've gone to your other website and listened to your podcast occasionally there. A friend of mine is from Malaysia, and I've told him about your podcast.
Oh, how cool. I am going to be having maybe next year. I'm right now in touch with a few people, and I would hopefully be talking about same-sex loving. What is it? Same-gender loving individuals from Malaysia to talk about what it is like to be gay and what kind of struggle, if there's any, or how do you actually live your life in Malaysia. And of course, I myself is a Malaysian, but I really haven't lived my life as a gay person in Malaysia because I was so naive. Like I would say, you know, I just didn't think about anything about sex or dating until I came here. So I'm very curious, just like tonight. I'm very curious and I want to find out about things that I don't know and don't understand.
That's the beauty of podcasting. That's one reason why I love it, because I've learned so much, and it's kind of my comfort zone to see where I am and to go grow from it.
That's very nice. And I'm so glad I'm so glad you are here joining us today on the first day of Kwanzaa, Umoja.
Umoja.
Umoja. Umoja.
Yeah, right.
I just butchered it. But anyway, which is unity. And I want to ask you, do you have any plans of maybe doing your own podcast in the future?
My life has been kind of very full, more than I would like to have it. But yeah, I do. I get a little bit intimidated when I hear your podcast. It just sounds so wonderful, and I've seen it does, and I'm like, oh my God, there's no way I can make it sound that good. And if you're gonna do it, It should sound as good as yours, John.
Oh, thank you. That is so sweet of you.
It's true, though. I mean, it sounds so professional, and I don't like it when I can, the sound drops out a little bit, and so I if I'm going to do it, I'm going to try to do it on the level that those who really I listen to all the time do it.
Now, I do have to say though, it's sometimes, and I don't want to go too meta, but it is now that there are so many podcasts out there, it is so easy to drop off whatever you're listening if the audio quality is really, really bad,
Right.
regardless of how good the content is, which is
Right.
really even sadder if it is a really good content and it's just being ruined by bad audio quality. So, yeah, I hope you do that. And, I still have a few other questions too on Kwanzaa. Are you ready?
I'm here.
Okay. So, I know that you mentioned that you have your own way of celebrating Kwanzaa. And go into a little bit more detail too. What would you do the first day and whether or not do you give gifts?
No.
You said that you bring stuff that would be like a symbol of
Symbol of that principle. But you don't have to do it. The beauty, I think, of Kwanzaa is it can be whatever you need it to be to make it special. And I like simplicity. So I kind of make it very simple. Each day I would go and light the candle and go around the room and ask every person who was there to talk about that particular principle or what it meant for them in their life.
Cool.
And it's really nice because it does make you think about each of those
Yeah,
principles
it
from
kind of
unity.
pulls you, what back, pulls you back to your root.
It pulls you back to the root, and I think it also makes you part of a larger community as opposed to we focus so much on our individual situation as
That's true.
opposed to seeing ourselves as part of a larger community.
Which is what the
And
cultural part comes in. And I know also because other than being who I am, I'm also part of a bigger culture, and it's sometimes very nice to revisit that with celebrations like that.
it is. And so that's we I keep it very simple. I don't do a lot of the, like sometimes they bring something to represent the harvest, and it's nice, but I can't quite get into like bringing maize, and it's like, where am I going to get maize from?
Well, as long
So
as you have something that reminds you of that, I
yeah,
guess.
I just I mean, what I've done is I've purchased a Kenara, and each day I just light the candle.
Is it easily purchased? Is it all over the stores?
Well, I live in a different kind of area, I think, because I live in the Washington,
So it's probably
D.C.
fairly easy.
Yeah, it's a larger African American population here in D.C., and it's easier to find. But of course, if you can't find it online, then it's not in
That's true.
existence.
You can
So
pretty much buy anything online now.
I have yet to find anything that I really wanted that wasn't online. Yeah, that's you can find anything online.
And I also so when you celebrate, do you invite people over every single day for the next like today, tomorrow, and so forth?
Yeah, I didn't do it that way. We just kind of it ended up, I think, on the last day. We invited a lot of our friends over to kind of have a really nice celebration, which includes, after we do the observation, a real nice dinner and just a good time to fellowship and really kind of talk to each other and hang out.
And also
But not each.
also celebrate your birthday.
Yeah. And also celebrate my birthday, aka New Year's Eve.
Oh, that's
Or is it New
right.
Year's Day? I always forget which one it is, but it's one of the days. My birthday is New Year's Day, but I'm not sure which day this falls on. I think it's the day after New Year's Eve. So, yeah, that's also a good reason to do it.
So, do you have when did you did I mean, did you grow up celebrating Kwanzaa at home as a child?
No. Oh, goodness, no. No, something that I picked. My family's pretty like traditional, and Kwanzaa was not something that they would have understood. I think it's something I certainly came to in my life in terms of trying to recognize my own self-identity and deal with, being gay and being black, and just, it's something I've embraced.
Sure. And of course, it's something, it's somewhat new, I guess, for especially for your parents, it would be.
Yeah, for them it's very, I'm sure, foreign, and what is it all about? It's a generational issue. But I think honestly, I really think even it's kind of, I'm a child of the 60s more than anything else, and I think everybody else kind of, I'm not sure if Kwanzaa is as embraced the way it was back in the 60s and 70s. It seems to me it's gotten a little bit more commercial. You see like the Christmas celebrations, New Year's, and Kwanzaa, and it's like an add-on, but it really didn't begin that way.
I also wonder how many people, honestly, how many Americans truly understand Kwanzaa.
I don't think they do.
That's why we have this show. And, of course, this show also reach people all over the world. I have my listeners all the way back to Asia, so they would know a little bit about Kwanzaa as well. But
I
for
think.
me, is, I'm here so many years and I still don't know, well, until now, I didn't know what, Kwanzaa is really. I mean, I see it all the time. I don't really know what it's a cultural celebration or it's a religious celebration or what do you do and all that.
And I think that is the point. It's somehow become, it's gained a foothold in the culture, but I don't think people kind of understand its roots and origins. And it's almost kind of like, I hate to say this, I shouldn't say this, but anyway, it's like a it's like a PC thing in terms of everybody now recognizes and lists Kwanzaa, but do they really,
I ha yeah, that's you brought up a really good segue for me to go into a second question.
Okay.
Do you assume that everybody celebrate Kwanzaa if you're black?
No. I assume most people do not celebrate Kwanzaa.
So
Because, go on.
that's why I think, I know there's a whole lot of the discussion about happy holidays and all that. And how do
Yeah,
you
no.
know if somebody celebrate Kwanzaa if you want to wish people happy Kwanzaa? So, I think that can be a little tricky. What do
Well,
you think?
yeah, but I think it's kind of it's a safe thing. I think if people hear from others say Happy Kwanzaa and it's appropriate, they like, well, that's pretty. It's a lot. It's being self-aware and sensitive, and they appreciate it as opposed to whether the person who receives your greeting personally celebrates Kwanzaa or not. They, I think, like kind of take it as a positive thing. Because it's awareness that there is this observation or celebration which is non-traditional, and certainly I'm very big into celebrating diversity. It's very important to me, and to me Kwanzaa is just one additional way of recognizing how differences really make us a richer community.
Exactly. That's why, we were having this conversation, a friend of mine and I were having this conversation, and somebody just asked a coworker of mine who's from Haiti, and but he doesn't celebrate Kwanzaa because he's not American. He's just black. And so that also brought me into the question of what do you think about PC or too PC about calling somebody black or calling somebody African American? Because my friend is not African American. He's not American at all. So what do you think, even though he's do you what do you think about black and African American?
Yeah, I think that's it's interesting phenomena because I think it's it goes back to kind of the origins of Kwanzaa, recognizing your cultural roots. And although people may not be African American, even someone who is from Haiti, I would assume he wouldn't argue that he is of African origin. So the African American is kind of a misnomer, and I think it does. It's kind of off-putting in a way, but then again, you know, really, black is kind of not a full descriptor because you know, if you look,
Indian
at
it, is black too.
Absolutely, I mean, when I was talking to you about my heritage, I felt kind of like I'm excluding that part of me, Native American. So I don't know. I think it's I think it's a hard issue, but I mean, black is more descriptive and much more connected than I think African American, but people prefer that of late. That's
but of course, it changes as you know, as the society changes, things changes. So, yeah, I think it's so Kwanzaa is it fair to say that Kwanzaa is a celebration of your African heritage?
I think that's a good way of putting it. And I think that was what Dr. Karenga intended when he began the celebration, is to really draw people back to their African roots. Mm-hmm. And it's a good question. I don't think it was designed to be like African American, except, you know, I think he was. But that wasn't what the intent was. I think it really was to connect to a broader context, to the African context in which a lot of us come from.
And I can sort of connect to that also because several times, and I also talked about that a few weeks ago on Eat This Hot Show.
I haven't heard that yet.
Oh, you should go listen.
I heard that you were there, and I thought, I just can't see John.
You just have to. Well, it's. I was a little surprised too when I was asked, and it was fun. I had a whole lot of fun there. I think it's very different from the other shows, I have to say.
Yeah, they're very raunchy though.
Yeah, they are, and that's part of the reason why I like it.
I know.
And what was I going to say? Oh my god, I just went off of tangent.
Yeah, well,
talking about how I can connect to celebrating your African heritage, because I talk on that show also because Madge was having a little confusion about whether Malaysia is in China and all that, and I told her no, I am ethnically, because I use it interchangeably, she said, which is not quite true. But I always say that I'm from Malaysia. I'm a Malaysian, but I'm Chinese. So when you say I'm Chinese, most people would think that you are by nationality Chinese, but which is not true. For my case, I am actually ethnically Chinese by blood. I'm Chinese, but I am Malaysian.
Right.
Correct. So I was born in Malaysia. So I think, you know, if you want to kind of link to you, it would be you are African by ethnicity, by blood, and then American by nationality.
That's a good way of putting it.
So that's how I relate that. And you know, there are celebrations, there are Chinese celebrations that I observe still today, no matter where I am, even though in the middle of America, really there's no atmosphere at all when it comes to Chinese celebration, especially the biggest one is Chinese New Year. And there's no Chinatown here in Kansas City, so it's a little blah. And so I don't, but it is something that we would observe, you know, it's fun to do celebration. And
but I think that's one reason why it was important to have Kwanzaa, because if you really kind of reason, you know, if you look at it, there are very few, if any, kind of celebrations which are positive. I mean, without getting into a whole kind of depressing part about how how black folks ended up in this country, you know, through slavery. There really isn't a positive celebration, and this was kind of an effort. You pointed out, like, if you look at this country, there's not a lot of celebrations for people of different ethnic origins. And Kwanzaa was intended to be that. And I think, you know, to some extent it's succeeded. People are aware of it, and that's good.
Yeah, and I think, you know, yeah, definitely. Hopefully, maybe you'll probably have 200 more people would be understanding the actual meaning of Kwanzaa after this show is out.
Right.
And you, when you see, well, for me at least, when you see Kwanzaa, when you wish people happy Kwanzaa, you know confidently what it is, and you know that they celebrate that seven principles. And in fact, I want to say we, because it's a great principle. I think you can apply that to any culture almost.
You
But of
should.
course, it is a, when you look at Kwanzaa, of course, you think of the African heritage. And
Right.
I think, which is a good thing, because there is no, and America is such a new country and such a young country, there's not a lot of culture. And I think that that's a good thing, especially for Africans who are completely away from their continent, to be able to have the opportunity to connect and revisit where your origin is. I think it's a good thing.
It's very good. It's very good. And I'm really so impressed, and I sound like I'm sucking up to you, John. To some degree, I am. I'm just so impressed with your interest and your curiosity and really talking about it. I mean, it's really wonderful, and I just think it's superb that you're doing this.
Thank you, thank you. And like I said, it's, my listenership is not huge, but I always say, as long as one message is sent out to one person, I have done my job. And of course, I also loved using my microphone, my mixer, even though I spent a whole lot of time fixing it, and I hope that the audio quality will be okay.
Yeah.
So happy Kwanzaa to you,
Thank
Maurice.
you. Thank you, John.
And also happy birthday too next week.
Yeah.
And thank you for enlightening us with your culture and your heritage.
And
And
John, I think you have probably more than one black listener.
Oh, I'm sure, I'm sure. Okay, now if there's any more black listeners, email me. I would
There
like to
are.
find out. I would really like to find out. It's just fun to hear back. So I'm so
Yeah.
glad you wrote me back when I asked that question, because now I also gain. I learn what it is, what Kwanzaa is. I'm sure I can go online to the official Kwanzaa website.org and learn all
Right.
about it, but it's different when you hear from somebody who celebrates it.
Yeah.
So that's
Yeah.
why it makes a difference.
Yeah.
And thank you so much
Thank
for
you,
coming
John.
on the show. And oh gosh, I need to. Oh, I forgot, entirely, completely forgot to mention all my information about my website and all that. But it doesn't matter. You can call me at 206-888-JOHN, or you can go to my website to find the link to the official Kwanzaa website.org, at onlinepodcast.com, and you can also email me at online@gmail.com. And I want to say again, thank you very much for coming onto my show, Morris. And maybe we'll talk again on other issue, other topic.
Anytime.
And I would love to have you back. And we can talk more then. And in the meantime, enjoy the holiday, enjoy the celebration. And hope you enjoy the show also. And of course, how can you celebrate all these festivities without a big smile? So don't forget to smile. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.